This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day. Glad to have you here with us. Yesterday was, well, if you like it windy, it was. I really loved yesterday.
I do not like it windy ever.
I know. I thought it was a really nice day.
Never ever.
But I did think of you often because I know you're not crazy for the wind.
Oh, the wind.
It was good, pretty gusty, blustery. But this is the time of year. I just love it so much.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you love spring.
I do love spring.
Spring is your favorite.
No, summer's my favorite.
Oh.
But this year, like as the yard's waking up and all the flowers are blooming and everybody's sneezing and sniffling and their eyes are itchy.
Lots of that happening,
For sure. Mm. Yeah. I do love spring so much.
All right.
Well, my baskets are done. Like I got a lot of my chores crossed off, and you know, I know those friggin' baskets. Just every year they haunt me.
Well, they don't have to.
They do.
It's self-created.
It is
haunting.
And I will.
You're haunting yourself.
I'll continue to haunt myself.
Okay.
Even after I'm dead, I'm going to come back and haunt myself.
All right.
Bottle Rock is coming. We've got tickets all week. This is the first taste of summer, presented by Jam Cellars. It's Memorial Day weekend. And that's the first, people are like, that's the kickoff to summer, where Labor Day is like the wrap up to summer. People get out. They want to do fun things. The weather's probably going to be pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Although we've had some Memorial Day, like we'd go to the parade and it would be raining, like random rainstorms in late May. I feel like that's happened. I could be dreaming. I don't know. I feel like it happens once in a while.
What did you say yesterday? The last conclave took forever, and it turned out it was 3 days.
Right,
2 days.
There hasn't been one in 40 years that was longer than 2 days. I'm like, well, seemed like it took forever. I don't know. Takes them a while.
Well, there's a long time between the Pope dying and the conclave.
No, I was definitely thinking of the conclave.
I try.
How much time went in that? Like none. Zero.
They start today on that, though.
Great, so that should be wrapped up by the weekend.
Well, we'll see.
And they might, maybe they're already in it then. Like it's got to be way later in the day in Italy.
I haven't checked yet. But
anyway,
I'll keep you up on
it. Bottle Rock tickets. We've got them all week. You have a million chances to win, but this is the last week we're doing this. So 3-day general admission tickets. We've got them on our show at 8:05, then again at lunch and all through Jane's show. So be listening. So you can win your Bottle Rock tickets May 23rd through the 25th in Napa Valley. Such a good time. And I'll talk about this a little bit more later, but I did want to mention to you that Beck just got added to Outside Lands, which is very exciting.
I love Beck.
I know you do. And actually, are you a Vampire Weekend fan?
I love Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, they also just got added.
That's great.
Yeah. Let me see if I have that. Yeah, that's, in fact, it says here they're doing two sets on the Saturday of that. I am not seeing... Here it is. Beck is going to be performing Friday, August 8th with a performance backed by a symphony orchestra.
Oh, cool.
It's officially billed as Beck with Symphony.
Wow.
He has, you know, if you don't listen to him, you might know a couple of his hits, but he's really good.
Right.
And one of his albums, I think it's called Sea Change, is fairly slow and a kind of acoustic and still spectacular. And I imagine with some backing,
yeah,
it'll sound incredible.
He's like one of those, you know, his first song in the 90s.
The loser song.
Everybody went, oh, how hilarious. A novelty song.
Right.
From a 16-year-old. I just really did not expect him to turn into, I find him to be great and is super innovative and mm-hmm. really like, you know, he'll do things that you just like, who does that?
Well, and it came out right when he broke that his dad's some record executive guy. So it was like, oh, he's a kid.
Right.
And he got this deal, but right. he's turned out to be the real deal.
Yep.
In every way.
I agree with that. All right, let's quickly get a couple things in here. Timothée Chalamet, he is also a big basketball fan. And while you were, you know, you didn't want to be nail-biting last night over the Warriors game, he skipped out on his girlfriend on Monday because he's a big Knicks fan.
Mm.
And I guess that they were at a Lakers game last week. Timothée Chalamet and his girlfriend, Kylie Jenner, they're so adorable. He's like a gnat that flies around her. She's so like substantial. And he
is the gnat that flies around
because
her.
Because he's so tiny.
Oh.
He's like so, he's teeny and he laughs and he's all hee hee hee.
They do seem to be enjoying themselves.
They do.
And I'm surprised by it because I just feel like that any Kardashian or any relation to Kardashian kind of makes you a target.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Because while they are very much watched and very huge, maybe the original influencers, and she's worth $1 billion, they're also sort of like the butt of a lot of jokes.
Right.
You can round them up and
by the
joke
way,
out of them.
Let's play a game.
Oh.
Where is Timothée Chalamet from?
Timothée Chalamet is from, let's say, Kentucky.
Interesting that you chose that. No.
Oh.
Loss, lose.
Okay. Anybody else?
Bleh.
Hold on. Where's Timothée Chalamet from?
New York.
Yeah. With that ridiculous name, you'd be like, oh, he's got to be French. He's got to be from France or he's got to be.
Well, his people probably.
Saying, like, here's this. Here we are going, Timothée Chalamet. You're from New York.
I think he does speak French, though. I think his family.
Of course he does. He's so sexy.
And by the way,
French.
He's 29.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I would have guessed younger than that,
yeah,
but he's
too.
Actually been on the scene for quite
he's
a while.
Got
a,
you know, he's got quite the list of movies, so
the
yes.
The first thing I think I ever saw him in was that Call Me By Your Name, the one with Armie Hammer, who later turned out to be a cannibal. I think he's pretty young in that.
2017 was the date or the year for that.
Oh, and he's 29 now? So early 20s then. Yeah, he was older than I thought, but he looks so young. He's so tiny. Like a little matchstick man.
All right, listen, for everything I just said, make sure you understand. That kid's good.
Mm.
He was great in A Complete Unknown. He was great in Wonka. Dune, I am sorry.
Yeah.
Unwatchable.
Yeah.
Keep it.
Yeah. I thought he was fine.
I'll return that. I would like my money back, please.
Yeah.
No? All right. Well, I'm still leaving.
I thought he's okay. He's been pretty good in everything. You know where he's really stupid charming is when he hosts Saturday Night Live. He's been very, very cute on that. He was also in that, I think it was called Don't Look Up, where I want to say it was like Leo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence played scientists who are
2021.
Trying to warn the world about the meteor that's coming to kill them. I think Ariana Grande's in it too. And Timothée Chalamet plays this like dorky kid that she is hooking up with. Not Ariana Grande, but Jennifer Lawrence.
I think
Lawrence.
He was, when
End
you said he was, he's very cute or charming or whatever you said, and you went on to say SNL, I thought you were going to say The French Dispatch is another one where he's in it just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but he's very cute in that as a guy with a older lady. And
He's an alarmingly charmingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Timothée Chalamet, he let Kylie Jenner fly solo at the Met Gala so he could watch the Knicks game.
Good.
In fact, so they were playing off against the Celtics and Timothée was somewhere holed up. Watching it on his tablet. He didn't go to sports bar. He didn't have a party. He was just freaking out. And he was posting as the game's going on. And at one point, the Knicks were down by 20 points. And they wound up winning in overtime by, a three-pointer at the bell. Who knows? I don't know because I don't watch that game. He does definitely know. In fact, he said, S-ing myself. This game is insane. Shaking. What a win. He's freaking out.
The best thing about sports is what you're talking about right there. If you love your team and you get to sit down and watch it with no distraction and you're enjoying, you're thoroughly enjoying the competition and the drama that it creates, that's like, that's sport.
Yep.
That's sport at its best, where you're just like, this is my team and they're in the playoffs and
no one's bothering
and
me.
I just get to watch and right. I don't have to deal with anything but this moment for the next 2.5 hours.
Yeah. John's watching I would say he's a Boston team fan, so he's watching the Celtics stuff. But he waits until because he wants to sit down and just enjoy the game.
Right.
I can see that.
Celtics coached by a former Mountaineer, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you for telling us that. I mean,
we needed that.
Really definitely important. Crucial mm-hmm. information.
Yeah, really important stuff there.
All the good Virginia people are like, yeah, when was someone going to mention that, please? So she went, Kylie Jenner goes to the Met Gala by herself. She looked amazing. Of course she did. She's beautiful. And Timothée Chalamet sat in a hotel room in his stocking feet. Watching the big, and that's a big comeback too. That's the kind of game you want to watch. Like, it's one thing if the game just goes along, goes back and forth, but when they come back from 20 points, that had to be great.
The drama's amazing.
Of course, he's pooping himself. Mm-hmm. In other Met Gala fallout, Bebe Rexha, she did look amazing, but the body shamers were all over her. And so she was pissed off about it. And she's not, there she is. She's in a black, it's like a mermaid style gown. It goes down low and then, but flares out a little bit like above the knees, a little higher than you might think in like that traditional one where it goes down low and then flares out at your ankles. She looks amazing. It's very wide cut. Lots and lots of cleavage there. But she looks fantastic. It's high fashion and people are totally body shaming her, including Azalea Banks, who trashed her looks on social media.
Well, Azalea Banks is very outspoken. Isn't she the one that got in a fist fight with Russell Crowe at dinner?
I believe she is. Bebe responded with absolutely heartbreaking news that she has polycystic ovary syndrome and recently lost a pregnancy and said maybe people should think twice about commenting on other people's bodies. I'm sure Azalea was like, actually, maybe Azalea wasn't. Maybe she thought, well, I still think it, but Jesus, I mean, we could be a little kinder to each other. I got to remind myself. I probably won't be, but I probably should be, but I won't be. After the Met Gala, Pharrell Williams hosted an after hours Uno tournament and all the biggies came. Kim Kardashian was there, Kiki Palmer, Jaden Smith. That's one of the Jada Pinkett Smith kids. Future, Ciara, Questlove, Halle Bailey. We're all playing Uno afterward. Sounds fun. I like something to do at a party. I think that's super fun to be like, oh, here's what we're doing at the party. Oh, Uno? I hate Uno. I'll play. Oh, speaking of Pharrell, people are giving Blackpink singer Lisa a lot of crap for... She basically showed up at the Met Gala in underwear. That's not why they're mad. On the underwear...
Is that her right there?
That's her. So on the underwear, it's Rosa Parks' face. And it looks like it might be various black people of note on the underwear, but it's underwear. It's like bikini bottoms. And then she's got nylons on underneath it. And so one of the faces on there, at least one, is Rosa Parks. It's hard to see because it just looks like lace right up until it doesn't. And you get in there and you see all the faces. But people are criticizing the fashion choice but it turns out it was Pharrell who designed those. So he wanted to play Uno and he wanted to design some panties for this lady to wear out.
I swear to you, when you told the story, and what did you say the design theme was?
It was super fun.
Black dandyism.
Black dandyism.
Every
yeah.
white person had to consult somebody before they considered what they'd wear, I'm sure.
Yes.
Because you really don't want whatever they're saying about her
mm-hmm.
out there in the internet, you know, space. It just, I can imagine everyone went, this is dangerous. I don't want no trouble.
So people were giving her a lot of crap for the fashion choice. And she went, yeah, Pharrell. And it was Pharrell. And there's another black designer who designed those. They did it together. But she was like, I feel justified in wearing these.
Well, and anyone pointing that out might say, it doesn't matter who's designed it. You're not black. You can't wear that. Whatever. Yeah. Like that's,
and you can't have Rosa Parks.
These are those conversations under, where you just
in
go,
your chassis.
I was just going to a party. Right. I didn't want no trouble. Well, and now I got some.
But what she got is some publicity.
Good for her.
And that's what people are going for. Actually, she's on, I don't really know that much about Lisa from Blackpink, but she's on that catchy new Maroon 5 song.
That's, and, but if you said to me, who's this?
Not in a million years. I'd be like, I don't know, some pretty girl. Pretty.
Could you have guessed, could you guess that if we
would
showed you,
know you
Lisa from Blackpink in that photo? Do you know the photo we're looking at?
Yes. I am not, I know who she is. Mm-hmm. I don't recognize her
right
off the bat quite yet. But I did see Blackpink at Coachella in like 2019.
And
they were so fabulous.
Oh,
and it's so cool to see them all doing their own thing now.
Mm.
Is your daughter into Blackpink?
Are they K-pop? Is
K-pop,
that
okay? Yeah.
My daughters, both of them, turned me on to Appa Tappa song before we even started playing it here. They were on that thing quick, and
which
then
is
I
good.
Was hooked. And then when it showed up here, I went, oh my God, I know this song. But
is that chick, is her name Rose? Rosie? That's
Rosie.
She's also Rosie. From Blackpink.
And
yeah.
She's also, so they're all off. Who are the other, do anybody else to pay attention? Never mind. I'm sorry I asked. We don't
I
have
just
all
was curious if you knew who that was.
No.
That's all.
Nope.
Me neither.
No. You know why I know her? Because Lisa from Blackpink, we talked about her whenever that was, Thursday of last week.
Is she the one who's in the White Lotus?
Is she?
Yes.
She does look just like that girl.
Yes. I think so.
Wow. Can you confirm that? Yeah, because so she's the girl that Guy Talk is after.
Yes.
And that chick is beautiful. Like, and so sweet looking. Like the sweetest face. And then she does some of this dancing that you're just like, oh my God, that's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, she was on there.
Is she a Thai chick or is she Korean?
She's Thai.
Oh, good. Well, what's up? I had heard that that actress, I did not put it together, the Blackpink connection, but John and I looked her up, like, or got her name, and that she's a top actress from Thailand. So I'm surprised to hear that I didn't also somehow put the Blackpink connection together. Crazy!
So cool.
Anyway, does she have another name? She does, right? Lisa something. Lisa, probably.
Lalisa Manobal.
Lalisa?
Lalisa
Manobal.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. Yeah. Obviously, goes without saying.
It happens. Yeah, I like to say it though. I'm like, I acknowledge that I'm probably mispronouncing that. No offense intended. And somehow I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
News from your local Target store and more after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I've already thrown a bunch of stuff up there today. All the info on the things we talk about on the show, always up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off. That's LaGarzaSports.org. Code word is ALICE. Saves you $50.
Do it. Save some money.
Yeah.
Gotta get those kids occupied
Come
this
on.
Summer.
Don't be a duh. Like, $50 off? What a deal.
Take it.
And then you got your kids organized and all set for the summer.
Boom.
Some places will see clouds early, but sun later and another warm day ahead. We've got blue skies, but you can see over the ocean as you look out the window now that there's probably, they're socked in there.
Mm-hmm. Looks foggy.
Mm-hmm. This Sunday is your mom's day.
Oh, yes.
Do not forget.
Thank you again for the multiple reminders.
This reminder is so that you can make a note to get her something now.
Be a hero.
So that you're not running out on Saturday to last minute it.
Right.
People can feel that.
It feels last minute.
You wrap this in tinfoil. What the?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's not wrapping.
No. Mm-mm. That's crapping.
That's holy F. What do I do right now? What's in the house that I can use?
My wedding ring and some tinfoil. Here we go. Mom, look, I think you should have this.
Got you some ciggies at the 7-Eleven.
Here you go, Mom. I quit smoking in 1985.
I am really sorry to change gears here, but your shoe game has gotten so freaking strong. I don't know what number you're up to now in terms of shoes.
But you've seen these. Have you not seen these?
Every day there's a new pair.
Well, I try to match my outfit.
Right. And every day, and I'm starting to realize there must be 10 pair of those now. What would you say you have?
Easily. I have a shoe rack now, believe it or not.
A collection of sneakers in all various colors.
Kiziks are big for me. Uh-huh. I love the slip-ons. And these are Allbirds. I like these. I'm pretty sure these are the ones that are like all recycled material.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And they're very, like, really good arch support. I need that.
Well
game
done.
Recognized game. You do have a good shoe.
Oh, thank you.
It's really happening. Like, she's taking a kick in her feet up, so I keep catching them. Right there on that corner.
I actually have this little lip that comes off of the top of the desk here. And I'm like, why wouldn't I put my legs there? That seems like such a comfy place.
The shoes are on display. I wouldn't notice normally, but there they are.
I'm trying to keep them clean, too. Like, I'm trying to only wear them
DJ.
Back and forth
there
to
There really
work.
Shouldn't be much trouble.
And then when I get home, I put my Crocs on.
I have the same thing. My shoes don't look worn, and it's because I walk in here, and then I walk out of here.
When you get home, you put on,
bare feet is what I put on.
Yeah, I don't go barefoot. There's too much mud. Backyard.
Oh, well, I don't go in my backyard. Come on. What do I? I'm going to be out there.
Plus, you have, how's the fake grass?
The fake grass? I already told you, I don't like it.
Is it too hot to walk on?
No, it's not that.
No, that's good.
It's just, it's very fake. Mm. I mean, there's no more work necessary except hosing the dog poop stains off.
Mm. Oh. As I look at, I do have a lawn out back, and I always think I should just get rid of that. But I'm afraid that it'll be too hot to like play games on.
So. Mm. The Warriors win. Our great Golden State Warriors went into Minnesota yesterday, last night, whatever, and they got a W.
99-88.
Steph Curry did have a little hammy thing.
Uh oh.
And hammies are not good.
Mm-mm.
They will nag you that might nag him for the rest of their games.
Well, he's not a kid anymore.
Right. So I hope it's not that bad and that a little ice and a little treatment will get him back to 100.
Yeah.
But we play again tomorrow night, 5:30. So we'll be at Cache Creek.
Yeah.
I'll be watching from my room.
That'll be fun. Oh, that'll be really fun.
So
something to do in a hotel.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else.
Today's the day.
That's a joke.
Today is the day.
Oh, what's happening today?
The TSA has been putting out information for years now. But in particular, this last week, they've been letting you know. They say here all this year and for decades, really, they've been trying to get people to get their real IDs. And today is the day. When you will finally need a real ID to fly. I've also seen in the news, they're saying they probably won't turn you away if you don't have it because they understand this thing just clicked over from, okay to not okay.
It's not okay.
Who is that? Is that Kim?
No, it was a chick on The Bachelor.
Oh.
The guy was like, he's okay. And she's like, it's not okay.
You're not the man I thought you were.
You really captured.
You remember that season, don't you?
Yes, Claire and Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo. It was Juan Pablo.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
He's outrageous and says, like, the worst things. And he's like, he's okay. It's not okay.
Claire, it's okay.
He's okay.
Oh, my God.
Iconic.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Bob.
She went on to be a bachelorette, right?
Yes, Vinny. She went on to be the bachelorette. And on the first night when she's meeting all the men, she is like, I just met my husband, and falls madly in love with one of them. Completely derails the season. They end up leaving together, and then they break up like 6 months later.
Of course they do.
Wow, Dale, what are you going to do?
I don't remember that. I just remember.
Yeah, good job.
That's a callback. The whole stadium applauding her. That was amazing.
I got you.
Bob, really?
I got two whole stadiums. I can't believe you know all the names.
That was unbelievable.
I was so envious of that young Juan Pablo. Squishy mind. Good.
Today's the day when you finally need a real ID to fly. That's the special driver's license with the star in the top corner.
Yeah.
If you don't have one yet, you're probably screwed. Not necessarily because I did read they will likely let you fly, but you will catch crap, and so you will deal. And they will make you regret not having it, I'm sure. That's like that power play where, well, you're mine now.
Bitch.
So let's see how polite you are and how long I'll drag this out for.
Right. Let's make it
great.
Last. Let's make it last. We're going to have some fun together.
Traveling's so fun. Yeah. What a blast.
It's going to be great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I really should have eaten.
Yeah, everybody, if you are headed to the airport, head there 3 hours ago.
Yeah, you're going to really want to get there early.
Give yourself a little time.
And honestly, you probably should eat, because if you're going to end up in a spot over pulled over to the side and awaiting clearance.
Cliff bars are helpful.
Yeah, whatever you got.
Put some protein bars in your purse or whatever, your jacket.
So anyway, if you don't have your real ID, you're going to want to get there early. You're going to want to bring as many forms of ID as possible with your picture.
A passport will work. If you've got a passport, you're fine. You're good to go.
That's not even part. You won't even get pulled a secondary.
But if you don't, you better have a real ID or you're in trouble.
But without the real ID, you're going to want to bring as much as you possibly can to prove who you are. And even then, you're not guaranteed to make it through security. But like I said, I read in the paper yesterday, it was online. There's no paper.
No paper.
But what I mean is they were saying they're going to let you fly. They really don't want to fight every single person that tries to fly today.
But make sure that you've got some backup.
Right.
And if you're going to have to bring all that stuff to the airport and have that all organized, like, why didn't you just go get the real ID? Yes.
Have you been to the DMV?
I have many a time. But
that's why.
You set yourself an appointment and you can get that done. And had 5 years to do it.
I got mine and it went well. I remember the guy. I can see his face right now. I remember him saying, "Oh my gosh, you look like Jean-Luc." And I went,
You should have shown up in your Starfleet uniform.
That would be great.
Oh, for my picture?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I would have loved that. I would have had to take a picture of the picture.
As we get ready to do a live show,
yes,
we're broadcasting tomorrow from...
No, on Friday.
On Friday from Cache Creek. That's right. I'm so screwed up.
Because tomorrow we're going there tomorrow,
and then I'll be... Right, it's a whole thing.
48 hours from now, we'll be...
And then Sarah leaves for a big party in Napa with her friend.
Yeah.
Which leads me to my next story.
Oh, what is it?
Target has pulled the plug on self-checkout amid a shoplifting surge.
Oh, how'd you know it was that friend? That's fun.
Oh, it is that friend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's not hard to put together. Yeah. Retail giant Target has limited self-checkout to customers with 10 items or less, but denies claims the move is due to theft, except that it's due to theft. They've lost a fortune in people who are helping themselves to stuff while they do their self-checkout. In some places, you have like only a handful of self-checkouts, and in others, they've got an entire row. And I imagine they'd have to employ two or three people just to keep an eye on.
Right, and they could just be checking.
Target's been grappling with staggering losses due to what they call shrink.
Staggering losses.
They
what do you mean
say
shrink.
Shrink is shoplifting.
Oh, that's what it's called.
That's they don't want shoplifters to be like, "Hey,
I'm not coming in there anymore.
Don't call me that.
The name's for me. Leave me alone.
We've decided we no longer accept shoplifter.
Now you're a shrink.
You're a shrinker.
You're shrinking my inventory."
In 2023, the company reported nearly $500 million in shrink-related losses.
Oh boy.
Now, I do admit that I saw just recently, and this was just at a stoplight here in the city, just waiting to for the green. A guy walks from where the Target is, which there is one here in downtown San Francisco. He walks from where the Target is. He's got the actual plastic carrying thing that you shop with filled to the tippy top. And he's leaving with all this stuff. None of it's bagged and none, and it's in the cart that you would leave behind.
He just loaded up and left.
And he's just walking across the street right by in front of me. And I wanted to honk and yell shoplifter. And then I went, why?
Because you wanted trouble?
No, I didn't. So I didn't do anything. I just went.
Nobody followed him out.
No one.
There was no security guard chasing him down. Like, excuse me, sir. I think you might have forgotten to pay.
I think here in the city now, everyone has gotten with. You can't send a minimum wage employee after someone who might be carrying a knife.
Right. Or worse.
Or even just punch. Like, you know, you can't send some kid after a dude who's going to punch them.
No.
So.
Can't ask your employees to defend your place of business.
You know,
I'm going to hide. I just feel like hiding. I don't want to.
When I ran this surf shop, which was many, many years ago, would be in the 90s, early 90s, my boss very plainly explained to me, he was the owner of the store, I own all this, but I don't want any of it. It's mine, but I want it sold and
sell it.
You got to care for the product, and then I want it to go out the door at full price. Yeah. That's what I'm after. And you realize that's all retail stores. They've all owned this stuff. They don't want any of it.
Right.
They want you to take it.
Somebody bought it. Now they're trying to sell it
at full price.
Yes.
Anyway, Target looks like they're going to be getting rid of the self-checkout. As it's caused them fight. Well, it's not just.
Right. But lots of losses. It is true. I mean, even people who can totally afford stuff are tempted to not.
Well, this candy bar is free, right? I mean, they put it right here.
I'll just look, drop it's it in my pocket.
Other side, you know, there's two sides to the self-checkout. Yeah. There's the you haven't paid for it yet. And the put it on the. I forget what it says. God, the one at the grocery store makes me want to scream.
Area.
Yeah, put it in the bagging area.
I've noticed that seems to be less now.
Oh,
like they're not.
Still
I'm
gnarly.
Never getting that. Maybe it's like newer ones. I'm not seeing that anymore. Like it used to be, like unknown article in the bagging area. Like yelling at you and stuff. But now I'm like, oh, this seems easy. You know?
No, that's good. Anyway, Target getting rid of their self checkouts. Everybody,
y'all.
Thanks, Sarah's friend.
Yeah, she ruined everything for everyone. Klepto.
Early this week, news broke that Alcatraz is back, baby. And this woman may need to be its first lockup.
Oh.
A 68-year-old woman in Switzerland was in court yesterday, accused of repeatedly feeding Leo, her neighbor's cat.
Feeding him what?
Food.
Just many, it wasn't about the food. It was that she was feeding this cat.
The woman lives in the same building as Leo, and she.
Is she trying to get the cat away from these people?
She hasn't just been feeding him. She's let him into her apartment. She's even added the cat flap to her door so that Leo could come and go as he pleases.
This isn't a community cat lady. This is our cat.
Well, when you send your cat out into the streets and your cat keeps coming to my front door and that's so cute, why wouldn't I pet it? And oh, you look hungry. Let me feed you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my cat. Don't do that.
Leo's owner was not cool with this lady basically
stealing her cat.
Well, competing for the cat's affections. I don't think that the cat's been stolen. He's not been locked in.
Cats make their own decisions as to where they want to be, though. Like,
right.
Like every night it goes home to the next door neighbor because of the food and the cuddles.
The biggest problem, though, of all was, in fact, that Leo liked the new home better than the old home.
Why is that a problem? Just go get another kitten. Let that cat go over there. Enjoy yourself over there. That lady loves you.
Under Swiss law, cats are other people's property. Mm. And so feeding and giving a home to another person's cat is considered unlawful.
Oh, that's probably the way it should be, right?
The woman is facing several fines. Of $5,000.
Several of them.
Several of them. Adding up, they're
really serious about this. Did you say this is in Sweden or Switzerland?
This is in Switzerland.
Okay. Wow. Hmm.
But But I might have said Sweden because, you know, me, I'm American and it's all the same.
Well, it's two, you know, they're pretty close to each other. They both start with the whole SW thing, I guess. What? Which one was it again? Which one?
Finland, Sweden, Switzerland,
right.
Belgium, all of it.
All of them.
What is it?
Sure.
I don't know.
It's one of them.
Anyway, $5,000 and a possible stay at Alcatraz. Jink, jink.
Why do we get her?
I don't know. I just thought.
Seems like Switzerland's problem. The cat stealing lady. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
I just didn't know we were out of prisons. Seems like we have plenty of those.
415 says, honk and yell shoplifter, Vin. Who do you think you are, Maddie?
Yeah.
Put your shopping cart away.
He's no, so mad.
He got mad because some lady threw stuff out her window.
Yeah, that was a litter box thing. And then,
oh, yeah.
You got a lot.
And then she said,
peeves.
Oh, yeah, I'll crash you. I'll crash you.
She showed me.
You'll be sorry. Yeah.
She really did show me.
Yeah, absolutely. You go. You've shown me the way. I will not be telling anyone what to do with their litter anymore.
Nope.
Crazy.
Hey, Sarah, I think because you shop at Whole Foods and their system is better than Safeway for sure, and others probably.
I've shopped at Safeway too. I've noticed that it seems like it's improved to me. I mean, obviously you're still experiencing that. So they just, you know, maybe people.
Well, the
have
one
like the
in particular
system.
Is at New Leaf that I'm having trouble with, but it's not trouble. It's just, it
it's
tells
sensitive.
You,
it knows.
Put it down. All right. Jesus.
Let me put, make it find its way
I'm
into that section.
Switching hands. Give me 1 second. Ah. 408 says, Vinny, the Capitola DMV loves you. That's the one I go to.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. They're like, Jean-Luc Picard's back.
I didn't know they knew me, but
well,
beautiful.
Turns out they do. That's
you,
so
you
fun.
You got it in now.
Like, I know.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's
save
great.
Her number.
I'm not gonna...
Or his number. Whoever number that is, save the number, and then you'll be able to be like,
says,
I'm coming in.
Sarah went to the DMV. What the heck was Guitar John doing that day?
Well, sometimes you have to go.
Well,
you have
I mean,
to present
he could,
yourself
he has
in
a
person.
Sarah mask, I'm sure.
That is true. That's
Let's
true.
Be real about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an adult, almost 60 years old. I've been to the DMV. I'm well aware of the joys of the DMV.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, popcorn buckets, Scientology, and gatecrashers after this.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.